thank you. Thank you, Mr. George Bush, for making it easier for me to get a Tech 9 and AR-14 than it is for me to get a pap smear and a good education. Thank you, Mr. Bush. Thank you from the first boy I kissed, who you sent off to war in Iraq, and he returned only by telegram in a box. Thank you, Mr. George Bush, from my sister, who is not proud to say that when she was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis at the age of 28, that she stayed married to a man that hit her so she could receive full medical benefits. Thank you. Thank you from me. Thank you from my body. Thank you from the woman that I love, who I want to marry. I want to call my wife, without you standing at my back, Bible thumping daggers and demanding constitutional amendments to prevent me from loving this revolutionary love, as though I could soil the sanctity of marriage. I can't. You are trying to deny me the right. It's not like you could ever touch my love or mess with my love at all. You're trying to deny me the right, which in the end I must fight for, because it's a matter of voice, which is choice, which is exercising my own democracy, which in this country, and it shouldn't be, pigeonholed, marginalized, or constitutionally compromised under the pretense that who I love is destructive to the fiber that weaves the fabric of America, which after all, ironically, happens to be cotton. That notoriously bloody fiber that my great-grandmother and great-grandfather toil over for no wage in Mare Rouge, Louisiana. Mr. Bush, you have forgotten that we are all Americans. You have forgotten that this country was built on the backs of blacks that were shackled, strapped, and stacked, slash gashed, and then taxed and cashed in on like cattle. You have forgotten that we are all America. And if you are not with us, then you are against us. Us, the 99% of the population that makes less than $1.2 million a year, the 43 million Americans that have no health care, the 14 million children that go to sleep every night hungry. You are against us, us, the tired, the poor, the people with more passion, potential, promise than money, the people, the poets, the rappers, the MCs, the street corner philosophizers, the artists, the hieroglyphic graffiti scribers. You are against us, America, the DJs, the ex-convicts, the ex-heroin junkies, the used-to-be deadbeat daddies, and the wonderful baby mamas. If you are not with us, you are against us, the black, Latino, Cuban, Asian, Eskimo, gay, lesbian, Democrat, ex-Republican, trumpet-playing, basketball-coaching, tennis-playing Americans. We understand that you, Mr. Bush, are just a smokescreen. You are just the Sony, Nike, GMC brand name of a regime of evil so arrogant that you have the audacity to murder in our name and call it justice, call it liberation, when really all it is occupation, which is the same thing that Hitler did in Poland, Austria, and Hungary. We recognize, Mr. Bush, and we thank you. We thank you for showing us that we have to fight vigilantly every day for our freedom like we fight for our life, because if we don't fight for it, it's going to disappear, like health care, like Social Security, like black and Latino men between the ages of 16 and 30. It will disappear. So thank you, Mr. Bush, for showing us that we have to fight. And this is our thank you poem and our love you poem to America, because even though he took you, even though he took you by force and raped you and forsook you before the eye of God, we still love you, baby. You're beautiful. And we're fighting for you. We're fighting for you. Keep the light on.